English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Celeste Quinn is away today. I'm Tom Rogers. We'll take a look at the forecast with AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser in a moment. First, AM 580 News at 12:30. An early morning concert at the University of Illinois Krannert Center gave Champaign-Urbana area residents a chance to remember and reflect on the 9/11 attacks that occurred 7 years ago today. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
I'm just a poor stranger.
Baritone Nathan Gunn was among the U of I music faculty who performed in a short concert that ran from approximately 7:46 to 8:04 a.m., the time between the crashes of the two hijacked jets into the towers of the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. Sitting in the audience was Chris Fitzpatrick, who was with the U of I campus police when she went to Ground Zero in the spring of 2002 as a volunteer worker. Fitzpatrick says she realizes young people born since 9/11 will not have the direct experience of the attack that Americans share today.
As generations go by, their feelings about it will be ones that they create on their own. It won't be through living through it. So hopefully it won't diminish the tragic loss and what it meant to this country.
Fitzpatrick, now the director of the U of I Police Training Institute, says 9/11 was a wake-up call that showed Americans they cannot assume they are immune from terrorist attacks. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
In about 10 minutes, we'll hear from another 9/11 commemoration ceremony in Champaign. A priest from St. John's Catholic Newman Center at the University of Illinois is accused of selling cocaine from his home and office. Reverend Christopher Layden was arrested last night after a search warrant was conducted in both places. Lieutenant Roy Akery with the U of I police says the 33-year-old Layden's arrest comes after a two-week investigation. He faces three charges, including possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver within 1,000 feet of a church. Akery says no information indicates that Layden was selling drugs to students. He'll make his first appearance in a Champaign County courtroom this afternoon. Layden is a native of Hoopston. He was ordained by the Diocese of Peoria in 2001. He's taught religion classes at high schools in Bloomington and Rock Island. The Peoria Diocese hasn't returned a call seeking comment. Emergency crews were called to the U of I's Activities and Recreation Center this morning after a construction worker fell from a roof. Champaign Fire spokeswoman Dina Schumacher says the man fell about 10 feet from an external roof to the ceiling of a mezzanine at the facility on Peabody Drive. Seven vehicles were called to the location at 7 o'clock this morning, including police and fire rescue crews from Champaign and Urbana. Crews took about an hour to get the man out, who was doing re-roofing work for a contractor. The man's name and condition are unavailable. Willard Airport will ride out the current downturn in air travel, so says a University of Illinois official, but he says some changes may have to be made down the road. U of I trustees questioned Mike Bass of the Office of Business and Finance this morning about Willard. Bass says the airport will have a marginal budget surplus this year, but he says competition and a bad year for commercial air carriers is challenging the university-owned airport.
It's still a very unstable environment for airlines nationally. And we are assessing and trying to keep our eyes and ears open, especially as we go forward into some of the consolidations that may occur, specifically watching the Delta Northwest and how that may or may not affect us in the long run.
Northwest Airlink is one of two airlines at Willard. The other, American Eagle, cut two of its 10 daily flights to Willard earlier this year. Several trustees are concerned about Willard's competitive position with airports in Bloomington and Peoria, which have a base of passengers from major corporations. Bass says the U of I would like to move Willard to a community-based airport authority set up over the two or three-year period, but he says that's a long-term idea. State Representative Jim Watson says it was a surreal feeling to walk up the steps of the Illinois Capitol yesterday. Watson had been in Iraq since February with the U.S. Marines. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Watson says mostly he helped leaders in Anbar province develop their new government. He says when he first arrived, there was no order.
We worked and worked and worked to talk about a bill process versus somebody throwing out an idea and then just doing a vote by a show of hands.
Watson says it was a paradigm of what could be in Illinois, where feuds among state government leaders have led to standstills.
coming from that environment, you know, and seeing how tough it is for them to work their way through it, you can't help but think when you come back here that we waste a lot of time on little things, on trivial things, and perhaps it doesn't have to be that way.
The Republican, who's from Jacksonville, says he doesn't expect to be called to duty again. His commitment with the Marine Reserves will end in May. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, dedicated to defining spaces, creating places, and enhancing communities across the Midwest. On the web at ratioarchitects.com.
Well, 36 now on the Afternoon Magazine.